You were a part-time associate specialist from 1983 to 1993. What did you do next?
Well, at that point, my husband got a new job as a professor at the University in St Andrews, and it was too far to commute back to Edinburgh to work, and so I started working in the Victoria Hospital in Kirkcaldy with Dr Ian Campbell, who I already knew because he had trained in our department in the Royal. He's a delightful, extremely able doctor who runs the diabetic clinic there, and I became a part-time associate specialist working with him.
What differences did you find in Kirkcaldy?
Well, people used to be quite rude to me and say, what's it like working in the sticks and what's it like going to a non-teaching hospital? My reply always was, well, there's actually more teaching in the non-teaching hospital than there was in the teaching hospital, which is true because we had students from St Andrews, from Dundee and from Edinburgh coming to Kirkcaldy. In many ways, it was a better hospital in that there were fewer consultants and they knew all the patients themselves. It was a very happy, smaller place, which is always easier to work from. It was harder work in that the pressure of seeing large numbers of patients with fewer doctors meant that you really had to work quite long hours to cover things properly. I did manage to get a clinic running for special problems. I did eventually persuade the authority that sometimes spending a long time with a patient, you can save time in the future and do things that you can't do if you're just whipping through a clinic. So I was able to do that. There was a very good pregnancy setup already there in Kirkcaldy. Only regret was that the numbers were inevitably smaller, but they already had a very good link with the maternity hospital. They didn't have a formal pre-pregnancy clinic when I first went there. There was some pre-pregnancy counselling done, but not in a terribly organised way. And so I did set up a pre-pregnancy clinic again. And we started an adolescent clinic, which was interesting to do. There was a wonderful diabetes nurse specialist lady there who was very much a mother figure and looked after everybody, and I learned quite a bit from her. While I was there, we achieved the goal that they'd had for many years of having a diabetes unit. One of the wards that was actually in the hospital ground, had originally been a scarlet fever ward, was converted partly with health service money, partly with money that Dr. Campbell raised. And we had a most wonderful diabetes centre with lots of consulting rooms, education rooms. We had ophthalmologists there, chiropodists, dietitians. That was really better than any department I've ever seen anywhere else.